For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's a new government report on climate change. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
Benjamin Backer, founder of the American Conservation Coalition, shares the Trump administration's view that the report is based on an extreme scenario.
Approaching it with the worst-case scenario angle can be kind of dangerous because there are a lot of people who aren't on board yet, and there definitely needs to be more of a bipartisan conversation around this. And unfortunately, this sort of report has pushed away a lot of conservatives from it.
Despite White House criticism of the report, environmental policy experts say the new Congress offers a chance to work on bipartisan proposals to reduce pollution. Scientist Joe Clement worries about the timing of the report.
They released it on Black Friday. That's sort of their obvious MO, but they're stifling science and they're putting Americans and the American economy at greater risk, and that absolutely needs to change.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The man accused of killing a woman during a Confederate statue protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, will be in court on Monday. James Alex Fields is charged with first-degree murder for allegedly driving his car into a crowd of people who were protesting a white nationalist gathering. He injured many people and killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer. The protest was part of a July 2017 Unite the Right rally where he joined others who were protesting the planned removal of a Robert E. Lee statue. Fields faces life in prison on both state and federal charges. GOP lawmakers want to put a trade deal with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico on the fast track. A dozen Senate Republicans are coalescing around moving forward on a trade deal by the end of November. The senators are urging President Trump to submit the agreement in time to allow for Congress to vote on it before the current session of Congress draws to a close. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We're paying another visit to one of our solar system neighbors. Monday is a special day for the exploration of Mars. That's when a NASA lander named InSight is set to arrive on the red planet. You can watch the arrival online or in person at locations across the country. The spacecraft will allow scientists to compare the conditions on Mars to Earth. It's also going to provide more data about the interior of the planet than ever before, and why Earth and Mars turned out so differently than the rest of the planets in our solar system. 20 million people are under watches and warnings this weekend, with a major winter storm on the way. Meteorologist Todd Klubar says Chicago will be hit hard.
Initially, we're looking at the precipitation to start off as rain for the immediate Chicago area, and then transition to snow during the Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening. This will be at least not the first time that we've seen snow in the Chicago area for this season, but does look like the potential to be one of the heavier events that we have seen so far this season.
Some areas of the Midwest could get up to a foot of snow. Police say they shot and killed the wrong man following violence at a mall in Hoover, Alabama on Thanksgiving. The victim was identified as E.J. Bradford. He was killed when police responded to a shooting of two teens. His family held a protest.
We're here to represent all the black men that are walking around here in this mall who might have to say, I didn't do it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.